The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
Well, hell, here we are again, episode 68.
Hey, what did 60 eat?
Huh? You see how funny I am and clever? 68.
Welcome back to the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And today, it's all about things that make Sam smile. Cock and block.
What's the block part of that?
He always liked the Legos.
Well, actually, the Lincoln Logs, because they were big back when I was little.
Don't bring up Lincoln Logs. Yeah. Man, everybody talks about me pooping. I would like to...
It's a popular subject on
this. I would like everybody to know that today I am shitting like a rabbit. I almost don't have to wipe.
Oh,
so there you go.
Ooh, pebbly.
So, tomorrow that means whoosh. It's, you never know. It's a Russian roulette, and be like, have I pooped today? And you're like, oh, yeah, I got to poop now.
You never ask your ass, are you going to shit today or not? It'll surprise you. Let me tell you. And I had to, you'll be proud of me. Speaking of poop, I was at work, and this was last week.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me in the back room, and I got about 200 feet to get to the damn toilet. So there's another one of those situations where I was cramping. I mean, my toes are curled as I'm walking, sort of deal.
Is your asshole's curled?
No, I mean, I had cramp. I mean, painful cramps. I got in there, and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going straight to the toilet. Went in there, dropped trowel, slammed my ass down that toilet. Somebody was in there taking a squirt, and there was no way. That I could hold back the onslaught of air biscuits that shot forth from it.
Air biscuits,
buddy. I mean, the first thought, I sat down and all you heard was, burp! And I went, Jason would be proud right now because I couldn't stop it. I mean, I actually was leaning on the bar, you know, as I talked about before, is pulling myself up off the seat to get a little bit more grip.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work. Didn't work. It just made different sounds. It's like I was playing the butt trombone in there.
Oh, my God. The butt trombone.
Butt trombone. It was a week.
It was air coming from your balloon knot. That's my new favorite.
No, honestly, it's pretty sad when I'm sitting down and I fart in a toilet with some dude next to me in the urinal, and I'm going, Jason would be proud of me right now.
Oh, my God. That's not what I'll be proud of, but it's like, whatever. So anyway, I would ask you how you've been, but you said that was last week, so you've been, I don't know, regular.
Yes, very, very regular. Have you had any irregularity? Have you been as regular as the rain outside? Could your poops be considered torrential? What the hell was that?
That was not my ass.
Okay.
I believe that was DoorDash.
Oh, I had a little flutter in the heart there. I got scared for a second.
I'm just dandy. My every goddamn thing I have hurts. But whatever.
Okay. Well, tell me one thing that hurts.
My shoulder.
Oh, I thought we were going to get more intimate.
No. Okay, maybe not everything I have. But I did something that I never thought I would do as far as a medical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to the chiropractor.
Oh, okay.
So I delved into witchcraft.
So you had him adjust your butt bone.
No.
There was a bone in your butt, right?
She.
Something went on there.
She cracked my neck.
Oh, she?
Yeah.
Did she have big, strong hands?
No. Now, I'm going to tell you what, though.
Was she from Bel Air, Ohio?
No. She couldn't palm a basketball. It wasn't like 6 foot six. I have a pinched nerve. That's what I've been diagnosed with. I have a pinched nerve in my neck.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
And I didn't realize, I thought I had pulled a muscle, whatever. End up, you know, doing the whole urgent care thing. Cause it got to a point where it's like, man, this fucking hurts. Mm-hmm. But I knew it was something more than a pulled muscle because it's moving. It starts in my neck. It will move to my shoulder, my upper, the outside of my shoulder, down into my my tricep, down into my elbow, and my thumb has been numb for about 2 weeks.
Has it?
Yes.
Not your whole hand?
Yes. Well, no. Well, every once in a while, it'll be my index finger and my thumb. Oh, so I can. So it is not only my left hand, which is awkward.
A little awkward there.
And then there's like the only partial feeling. So, yes, it does feel like the stranger. But I went to the chiropractor as a last resort because basically I was thinking if I try to get into my primary doctor, it's going to be like, hey, we'll get you in there in a few days and we'll see you, and then you got to have an MRI, and then we got to read it, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm fucking hurting.
You said the pain was too much, right?
Yeah. So
heroin wasn't working.
I decided to delve into that hippie shit.
Smack?
And heroin? Yeah. So I went, and I was like totally freaking out when I went to the – I'm like sitting there, and I felt like
you were freaking
shit.
Out over a chiropractor?
Yeah, because I didn't know what –
number one, she wasn't a little Asian lady.
No, you weren't used to that type of
adjustment.
Yeah, I knew.
Completely different.
I knew there was going to be no rub and tug. Me love you long time, G.I. Joe. But I go in there and we're talking and I tell her what's going on with me and everything. And she's like, sounds like you have a pinched nerve in your neck.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, it doesn't really hurt in my neck. It hurts in my shoulder. She's like, that's where it all comes from. So she x-rays me, mm-hmm. which is basically what I went for. I thought, if nothing else, I'll get a quick x-ray out of this fucking deal. So she takes me in there, and it's low radiation. It's really cool. They just snap the fucking deals and right there, and you have a TV, and she instantly brings it up. Just the contrast shows
you. Okay, you can just watch yourself getting x-rayed.
Yes. Basically, I mean, it's like just like 5 seconds after they take it, it's on that screen.
Oh, weird.
So she took one from the back, the front, and each side, and everything looked good. She gave me the old, for a man your age.
You have wonderful breasts. No nipples, pardon me. That's okay.
Why, thank you.
Did you get a mammogram while you were there?
No. But it's fucked up. You can see all the fillings in my teeth and all that kind of shit in the x-ray. But she's like, you don't have any, you know, signs of arthritis or, you know, the spacing in your vertebrae is good and blah, 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 blah. Did the right side, and everything looks good. And the left side where everything's at, I got about 4 to 5 vertebrae in my neck that are pinched together.
Ooh.
And the holes, she said, that go up the side of your spine, mm-hmm. that's where your nerves lay. She said that she pointed to a specific vertebrae and was like, this is C whatever, you know, she's like, that's the reason where that's pinched right there. She's like, that's the reason why your thumb's numb. Huh? And I'm like, no shit.
Really? So she was making it up the whole time.
Yeah, whatever. But it was so convincing. I fucking bought it. So anyway, she's like,
okay. You were just thinking, you know,
she's like,
when do we get to the tug part?
Yeah.
When did I give you a $50?
Ling Ling play with my ding ding. Right?
This is awful. But she, okay, I'm going to give you the neck adjustment and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you're starting to get paranoid going, okay, she's going to break my neck. She's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, right here, because I've seen, I don't know.
You've watched too much YouTube.
I've won hundreds of action movies. And they could just clack, you know, kill somebody. Well,
Did she bring out this thing that she put around your chin? Had you lay down on your back? Did she put this strap on your chin?
No.
Have you seen that shit on YouTube?
Like the traction deal?
Ooh. Yeah.
I think that's maybe an option, but I think that might be a little higher on the a la carte fucking deal. But no, she had me down on the table thing, and she started out like she, before I laid down, she aligned my shoulders. Mm. And basically I put my hand on my, I actually put it right behind my back, mm-hmm. as far as I could.
And she spread your cheeks.
No, this is something completely different. She comes up behind, puts her arm through, you know,
where? My arm. Okay. Hold on now. Hold the fuck on. You said this was something completely different. No, this is exactly what I was envisioning.
This is my favorite German porn. But she put her arm through my arm and just was like, okay, and you'll really get turgid at this part. Ooh. She's like, flap your arm back like a chicken.
Ooh.
Yeah, see?
Macaque.
And I swear to God.
Macaque. You see my macaque face?
Hand on a stack of Bibles. That's exactly what she said. And I felt pop, and I went, oh, thanks for that. Then she got to the other side that's fucked up, and I went, hey,
yeah.
Thanks for that. But then she put me on the table face up, and she started kind of got behind me in a chair, and she starts rubbing my neck, and she starts turning my head to one side, and I'm like, here we go. And she's like, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And by the time
relax
she got to
your
that
anus,
yes,
it'll
yes,
do
yes, yes, yes. Please. And I was actually thinking that to myself. I'm like, am I going to shit myself right here at the chiropractor? And she fucking popped my neck to one side. And there is no, if nobody has ever had that done.
It is a singular experience.
It is the noise that is in your head.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm dead.
you're scared to death to move your head back over.
This bitch just killed me. And I was like, and I literally, dude, no filter. Yeah. I had just met this woman 15 minutes prior to this. She cracks my neck the first time to the right, and I go, fuck! I shit you not. That's exactly what I did. Laying there, and she laughed at me. And she's like, are you okay? And I went, shoo, I wasn't ready for that. Sorry. But I feel like,
did you do it the second time, though? Just
I said shit the second time.
Oh, okay.
And it was a little bit loud. It was a little bit less volume. But that first one, I guarantee you, there was people in the waiting room going, I'm leaving. Because I went, fuck! And shit, it fucking felt amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Because when she cracked it to the right, everything that was hurting in my shoulder, gone. I mean, in an instant. I thought I pissed myself, but everything else was gone. And I'm like, I got up and was like, here's my watch, whatever, keys to my car. Thank you. And she's like, no. She's like, you good? I said, yeah, this is great. And I thought, fuck, I'm done. She's like, No.
We got the other side.
She had done the other side. This is after I was done.
Oh, what else? What else?
She's like, it's going to start hurting again in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And bless her heart, she was off by about 20 minutes because about 40 minutes later, I'm like, well, motherfucker, here it comes again.
Oh, it comes right back, yeah.
And she said that you have to continue to do this. Mm-hmm. She said, we would like to see you twice a week. I'm like, you know where I work? That's not possible. It's a possible 2 weeks a month. But now, anyway.
Meet you at the hotel right down there.
Give me $50. But she did. I've had two sessions, and both times it lasted a little longer the second time. And she said,
it always does.
I'll go. It'll be longer if we go again.
Are you doing this on purpose? Are you setting me up? It's just all there.
This is
completely sexual.
This is the mind we have. The mind you have.
Mm, yeah, you got
but
point.
Anyway, I digress. Oh, shitload. This is the TNA podcast. We're supposed to be talking about cock blocking, and we're talking about my neck. But anyway. To cap that off, things are getting better. I'm at about a 60% pain ratio than what I was when I started this. But she's like, you're going to have several sessions. It did not happen overnight. The pain happened to you overnight, but the condition that your neck is in has been going on for a long time.
Sounds exactly like anal sex.
Yes, 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 yes. Cool thing was, after it was over and we're standing there talking, we're still in the office.
She gave you a sucker.
No. she gave me a handy. No. She, in a way, she did.
Oh.
Because.
Really?
Yeah. But let me explain.
Okay.
We're talking and I'm like, okay, if you're saying I've done this, you know, it's happened over time. I'm like, okay, I run heavy equipment. I'm all the time turning my head behind, you know, look behind me and all this stuff, running this shit. I sleep on my side. Preferably my left side. So I got that all kinked up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I play guitar. So, you know, you're fretting with your left hand. So you kind of tend to lean over while you're playing a little bit, you know, your head's cocked to the left. And she's like, oh, you're a guitar player. I said, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
And as she said that, she's grabbing my right hand.
Uh-huh.
My right hand. Picking
okay.
Hand.
All right. All right.
And she is like, talking to me the whole time. She is popping my fucking wrist.
Oh yeah,
my wrist.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what kind of music you play, you know, blah 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 blah. And she's like, my husband's a guitar player. And I'm like, ooh, killed it with the husband. But she starts fucking popping my fucking wrist in the same place over and over and over again.
Okay, this is interesting.
She popped that wrist like 7 or 8 times while she was talking to me, and it happened all in the same spot.
Damn.
She let go of my hand, and I shit you not, dude, I have not had the range of motion in this jacking wrist in years. I was like, no shit. Because there would be all like a catch or whatever. It gone. And I'm like...
See, they are good. They are good for something.
I get a fuck. I don't even have to use my arm now. I got the fucking wrist action. So I won't hurt my other shoulder. But anyway.
So you see, you got this wonderful story.
Mm-hmm.
And all this really cool shit that happened to you.
Yeah, it was really cool shit and fucking painful. Did you miss that part?
Yeah, no, I did not. And all I did was involuntarily fart in a toilet bowl.
Well, this isn't a competition. Anyway, we hope you will return and listen to Cock Blocks.
We promise this time it will be.
Yeah, it will be. And we will lead off with a friend of the show. When we come back, it will be Matt Mish.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry. You want something?
Hush, puppy, Daddy.
We got no time for that.
Well, welcome back to the TNA podcast. Hello.
Where we never talk about bowel movements.
Or vagina.
Chicken.
Or cocks of block.
You all right over there?
I couldn't think of anything.
You couldn't think of
Caught me off guard.
I didn't know where to go with it either.
Anyway, we are delving into the subject for episode 68, cock blocks. If you don't know what that is... You probably shouldn't be listening to this show.
Yeah.
Just saying. Anytime you were
lucky some bitch.
Yeah. Anytime you were getting ready to get after it, somebody or something or some situation prevented you from having the sex.
Mm-hmm. Some meddling motherfucker.
So.
Usually.
We're going to kick off this blocking fuck train with Matt Mish.
Hold on now. Let's officially start.
Oh yeah, we're actually going to
start.
On
your mark,
get set, drink. Miller Lite. It's getting closer.
Let's see what's getting closer
to payday.
Let's see what Mr. Matt has got to say here.
Oh.
Well, if it isn't my friend, the rock star, and the human desert. Hello, boys. You know who it is. It's your boy, Matty Mish, the undercover brother. Pump your fist if you feel me. Holler if you hear me. Anyway.
Bitch!
I saw a little tidbit that we're talking about cock blocking, right?
Mm, yes.
Mm. Well, I don't have any I don't have any stories where I was necessarily cock blocking in the sense of having sex. But I do have one particular story that still resonates a little bit in my mind. Getting cock blocked. When I was trying to start a relationship with somebody who I had known from work and we were coworkers. So this particular day, this was like one of the last events I had done before I was let go from my job. Those of you that have listened to my mental health part of my interview a couple months ago, you'll know what I'm referencing. But there was a girl who had started working there about a few months prior. And she was gorgeous. I really liked her. We actually went to the same college at different times, but
she didn't require air.
Oh, God, she was beautiful. And I forever regret fumbling her.
No, but you did what?
When I was trying to like talk to her a little bit more, right? It was fumbling, like an event. It was a massive fumbling. Concert. It was probably the biggest concert event we had ever done or that I had ever been a part of for that company during my year there. But it was, everything was great. Everybody was doing well. You know, Dan and Shay, the country artists, were playing their songs. And I happened to see, I happened to walk past her when I was getting a drink or something, because, you know, everything was starting to wind down and we were starting to pack up and I needed a break for a couple minutes before that. So I saw her. She said hi to me. I went to go, I went to go talk to her and I had something I had to tell her anyway.
I told her
that's my business. But, I had something to tell her. We had a really nice conversation. One of our other coworkers who knew I had a massive crush on her was kind of like looking on like, oh, look at him. He's doing his thing, right?
Oh.
Then like about 2 minutes into our conversation, one of our other coworkers, she was an older lady. She ran stuff in the office periodically for us while my bosses were in the office.
I think he just got a check.
And she started like coming over and talking to us. And meanwhile, I'm trying to have like this heart to heart. Somewhat heart to heart felt conversation.
Mouth to penis.
With my friend, my coworker, someone I had a massive crush on. And now all of a sudden she started butting in and, you know, she was drinking. Some of the people were drinking if you're full time. So I was like, oh God, you gotta be kidding me. Nicole, what the fuck, dude? that was the other coworker's name. So I essentially got cock blocked by my coworker as I was trying to have a conversation and hopefully start like a little bit more of a friendship as well as hopeful relationship with my coworker. Mm-hmm. And it was rough. I was feeling rough after that for a couple minutes. And my other coworker who was looking on watching this conversation, she's like, what is she doing? Like Nicole, like she's like, what is Nicole doing? Does she not realize that they were talking? And again, might've been the drink flowing, but, That's like I said before, that's something I will forever regret fumbling. But, and that was actually the last conversation I'd ever had with that coworker too, because I was gone shortly after, unfortunately. But, at least it was a good conversation for however long it actually lasted for. So that's my story, guys. Hope you guys enjoy, have a good show. Shout out to everybody sending out submissions and, much love from your boy, the Undercover Brother.
Okay, Matt.
I've got to say, I'm pretty sure Nicole wasn't cock blocking you. I think Nicole wanted it in her hole. Right? Yeah? Don't you think so? I'm so drunk. Oh, don't pay no attention to me, Matt, you big hunky thumb bitch. Yeah.
Do that again.
Matt, you big hunky thumb bitch. Yeah.
You're welcome, Matt. Dude, I get it, but it was a conversation. And then you had told us about being let go from your job. That was my chair. And
not your body.
Not my ass. There was a bunch of unfortunate circumstances there. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal, dude. Did she, like, I don't know, go off and get married or, you know, join the fucking Salvation Army or some shit? You know, there's Facebook. There's Instagram and Twitter. You can find her and say, hey, would you like to have a conversation without that snotty bitch fucking talking to us? Get a love connection.
Or get a hold of Nicole and reenact that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just have a good old time with it.
Or, you know, you said you had that thing for older women.
That's what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Yeah.
Get under the covers, brother.
I don't know. Shit. All right, we have some more submissions as soon as I find them. And if you don't like it, you can suck it. Like you want to fuck it.
Are we going to need to take a pause here while you find all that?
Nope. Got it. Because
I got one over here I could read at some point.
Nope,
eventually.
Nope. I know what it is. I know what you're going to read.
And did, fuck you. Okay. Wait your turn.
All right. Well,
I'm going to read absolutely nothing because I have all the buttons. This is
again.
I'll just let it speak for itself.
Oh, yeah. Melanie.
Hello, fellas. Melanie James here. And I want to leave a message, or a message, hell, I want to leave a story for your cock blocking episode. Mm. Yeah, I want to tell you about the she evening that I cocked block a guy from scoring with one of my girlfriends.
Oh, oh man.
Yes, you hear the laugh. I know who he was messing with.
He was a guitar
player. Anyway. So one night,
my girlfriend
and I, we went out to shoot some pool. We loved to shoot pool. That was our thing. So we went out.
Jason's ball,
and
center
we got
pocket.
A table. We started shooting pool. And you know how it is at a pool hall. People will come up, put their quarters down on the table.
Smack
if they
their balls
play
up against you.
The winner. So we were playing doubles. And as the night progressed, you know, we ended up having a lot of quarters lined up, a lot of fellas lined up to play my friend and I.
Can't imagine
we were
why.
Good. I mean, we weren't Las Vegas good, but we could whip the locals' asses good. No. So anyway,
I'll put a quarter down for that.
I have to put this in here.
Okay.
I hate to break it to her. They said they weren't like, she said we weren't Las Vegas good.
Mm.
I have a penis. So I can weigh in on this. And we both know Melanie. Well, we both know how Melanie
looks. I know
looks.
Exactly where you're going to
okay,
go.
I'm just saying. And, you know, I'm just going to go with the friend is, you know, we'll put the friend on the same plane with her, you know, the same, same level.
Right.
If it's a room full of guys at a pool hall or whatever, and there is a voluptuous redhead and her friend.
It soon becomes a poon hall.
Leaning over a pool table to shoot at anything with them tig-o bitties.
You betcha.
Touching the felt. Do you think you're going to go? I'm going to run the table on this bench.
That's the only rack that they were concerned with. No. Yeah.
So I don't want to bust your bubble, honey. I think them guys might not have been trying real hard.
No, they weren't. A little distracted.
I was like, don't beat her because I got my quarters up next. I get to look close. Anyway, here we go.
Comes up and he puts his quarter down. Quarters, because it was only 50 cents.
Inflation.
And the sparks between him and my girlfriend went off immediately.
Because of her tits.
Yeah.
Like Matt.
And I thought, my girl, she's got her one. She's got her one. Because this guy was good looking.
Uh-huh.
And he could, you know, he was definitely an alpha. Uh-oh. But there was just, I don't know, there was just something off.
I
couldn't make out what it was. But I just knew something was off. But my friend really, really was interested in him. So they were, you know. They were hitting it off. So as the night went on, we kept playing pool, kept having drinks.
Kept turning left.
And you know how I am, guys. I'm, you know, once they get to know me, you know, I become one of the guys. So I'm, you know, I'm just hanging out with these fellas, you know, just shooting the shit. You know,
you
we're
were not
carrying
one
on.
Of the guys.
Well, my girlfriend, she had to step away for a minute. I don't know. She ran into some other friends or whatever. The place was packed, right?
Like your
so
brawl.
I'm sitting there with the fellas. Well, this guy
roll up the fucking
that was
window.
Interested in my friend. He started talking about his ex girlfriend.
Our in flight movie.
Now let me tell you, there's one thing or two things that you can tell about a fella's personality. First of all, how he treats his mommy, and how he talks about his exes. Okay.
Oh boy.
So
she was a crazy
this
bitch.
This guy started talking about his ex, you know, and how crazy he or how crazy she was. Well, he was telling the story. Well, honey, he came off like the fucking psycho.
Oh.
And I realized that's what this problem was. He was an alpha, but he was an insecure alpha.
Ooh.
And those two don't mix. And I tell everybody, you know, all girls, if you run across a man who is alpha and you get a whiff of insecurity, run. Because that's the kind of fella that's going to lay hands on his women. Mm. So anyway, this guy, he ended up not being a good guy. So I, you know, of course, being the friend, the good friend that I am, I told my girlfriend, I said, man, I said, honey, I said, throw this one back. I said, you know, he might be good for a one-time romp, but you ain't going to want any long-term with this one. And even, you know, a one-time romp could get you in trouble with this type of personality. So anyway, so she tossed him back. No big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know this motherfucker had the nerve
she motherfucked
come over and start hitting on me after he'd been working my girl this whole time? I looked at him, and I'm just like, motherfucker, you, I'm going to stick this pool stick right up your ass. Anyway,
and pound them in with my big titties.
My story, or one of my stories of cock blocking, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'd do it again. I would do it again. Again. Just a warning, stick? Girls. If you run across an alpha that's insecure, dump him, sister. Dump him. Ain't nobody got time for that. All right, guys. Well, have a good one. And I can't wait to hear this episode. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Mwah. Oof. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about shooting pool right now.
See.
You doing the same thing over there?
Every once in a while, we are on the same wavelength. Because even though she told a story that had a very serious message to it, and she's right, pay attention to that. I can't get past the first fucking, I don't know, 30 seconds before she turned left.
Right.
About them big old fucking knockers.
Ooh, yeah, but.
Rubbing up against that felt while she's going, nine ball, side pocket.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what ball you're talking about. You can put them all anywhere you want. Except put these. No.
I'd teach her how to shoot a good game of snooker. That just sounds dirty.
That does.
Snooker.
Pillball. But she has a very good point there. It wasn't, a cock block. I was thinking more like the cock block happened to you, but she still played within the fucking confines of the game.
Exactly.
She
issued to roll that window up in order to maintain cabin pressure.
Yes. And there is something coming, and she knows. She's been talking to me about this for a little while, so I'm saying it on the episode for the entire world and the millions and millions of the TNA fans to hear.
Mm-hmm.
In the very near future, we will have an episode with Melanie James riding shotgun with her tits. No.
Wait, huh?
It will be about music and fucking. I added that last part. She agreed to the music. But I'm pretty sure if we get her talking about, I don't know, 70-year-old guitar players, we might be able to do the other part.
Hey. Well, you mean literally.
No. I would love
interest in it then.
No, she's got her a setup. She's got a fucking mic and all this other shit. And she does lives on Facebook, or she will record some stuff and sing.
We might even do a little karaoke with her.
Well, I think we should do a video component with Melanie.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. Yeah. So there you go, darling. Ask for and you shall receive. Now she's going, fuck, I didn't agree to any of that shit.
But we'll do it in a house somewhere instead of the space shuttle. Or are you wanting to do it on the space shuttle?
No.
I just figured it might be a little quieter somewhere else.
I have one here, and I'm I'm almost afraid.
Okay.
But
if you're afraid, this can only be one of how many people actually do?
I was going to say
one of three people when you get
down, when you get down to it, you're like, well, it could be one of, well, there's several. But this is a voice we haven't heard in quite a while. Wait.
What the
you're recording?
Well, good afternoon.
Oh,
the genius here, calling from the plantation on the hill. I haven't been in contact for a spell due to health issues, but I'm still alive and well. That's a Edgar Winter tune, by the way. I'm going to relate to you fellas and fart smellers about my experience with cock blocking. Le bloc of le coq, as the French say, or get off my Kool-Aid, motherfucker, as they scream in the ghetto. Many years ago, a workmate of mine, no longer with us, and I met these two women for an evening of sin and sensual enjoyment.
Mm.
Talk to my lady for the evening was this buxom redhead, likely 42D.
Did we just hear from her? Titties,
about 5'9". Her name was Terry.
Oh, guess not.
I've talked about her before. She's the one that had bromidrosis, stink foot, to you uninitiated. My friend, who shall remain nameless, well, let's just say the luck of his draw wasn't all that good. But his day for the evening, she looked like a combo of Whoopi Goldberg and ugly. So I'm upstairs with the redhead. She's topless. Titties shining in the nightlight. Sitting on the bed, unzipping my drawers.
Uh-oh.
Just about ready to feed her some chocolate. And suddenly, my friend comes up the steps saying, "You got to take me home, man. I can't do this.
Oh, no.
I just can't do this. I can't do this.
Oh, no.
So we everybody gathered up the gear, and I took him out to his place and dropped him off. And the ladies had to leave because the ugly one, well, you know, that'd be my luck. She's the one that drove, and she was kind of pissed off for some reason, you know. But all the way out to this guy's place, he kept saying, man, I'm sorry. I just couldn't do this, man. I just couldn't do this. I said, you know, bro, I'll be honest with you. I know how you feel, and I'd have done the same thing. Well, listen, y'all folks, y'all have a good one. Take it easy, take it slow, because that's the only way to go. Bicycle. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Genius. My God, man. My God.
That was one hell of a combination right there.
Wow. Whoopi Goldberg and ugly.
Oh, I half expected her to have a case of vagitosis.
That's something completely different. Fred, always good to hear from you, man. Hope the health issues are on the backside.
Yeah,
I hope they're not actually in the backside. I hope you're on the downhill slide of them. There we go.
And if you need any advice or anything on the backside health issues, you can talk to Jason. That man has the world's most healthiest colon.
I don't know. It's not like lifting weights.
Well, the way that you project things.
I don't know.
With the power.
God damn. Here's the deal. All right. Speaking of power, I got to piss. We'll be right back.
The place has a sign hanging over the urinal that says, don't eat the big white men.
Oh, we're back.
My bladder's nice and empty for a change.
If things work out the way they're supposed to, this is episode 68, unless I didn't hit the record button. episode 69, which, you know, in itself is, ta-da!
Yes, it is.
We will actually do an episode with a guest, a pair of guests.
Ooh.
They will be.
What are their names?
John and the Duchess from the Boomer Bunker podcast.
I was thinking that was a completely different pair.
Yes, yes.
Like Melanie.
Yes, I knew that was coming. but I was actually, they do a live stream of their show, and they cover all kinds of stuff. And
they got a lot of episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you can tell by the title, it's a generational thing, and it's basically. To me, it's good fun, but it's also it does have political overtones to it, and that's fine. But John is just he's full of shit.
I'm sitting over here going, man, I could just harp on that cocksucker for a while, but I'm not gonna.
But
then Jason jumps right in and calls him an asshole.
Well, no, I didn't call him an asshole. I say he was full of shit.
Well, it's kind of the same.
But. There are kind of people. He's highly entertaining. Very, very,
oh, yeah, they
very
are,
vocal.
Yeah. They are.
And Duchess, She's very sultry.
Yeah.
In her
yeah.
delivery.
Do we get to hear her voice?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But I saw their live stream of their last episode. And when he saw me come into the group watching, and I had commented,
what were you watching?
I was watching them do their thing.
Oh,
not their thing.
Oh,
with their things.
A different thing
during their show.
Boom.
But when he saw that the TNA logo popped up and was like, oh, he's like, those guys are getting ready to do a show on cock blocking. I've got a cock block story for you. I'm paraphrasing his accent.
That was where because, the fuck did that accent
because
come
he,
from?
He calls us two good old boys, two Southern boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
So here's something completely different. This is a this is an excerpt of their last show. This is the Boomer Bunkers podcast.
All right.
I got cock block stories. You know why? Because I am related to the cock block brothers, the Jimmy and his brother Michael.
And Howard Stern.
The biggest cock blockers I've ever seen in my entire life. I'll tell a cock block story right now. I'll tell a cock block story.
You do
story.
It, bitch.
God damn,
so
get
go
to
out
it.
With Michael, Jimmy's brother.
Right.
He says, come on, I want to date this girl, and I got her sister with me, and can you come with me? We're going to go to this bar. Okay, so we go to the bar. They're there. Mm-hmm. Mike's talking to the one sister, and they're having a good time out dancing. The second sister is sitting there with her arms folded like this.
Oh, you got to go.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, what am I going to do? Okay, fine. So you know me, I can chat people up. I'm trying to chat her up. I'm over there. I'm doing material.
I'm full of
hour
shit.
Hour and a half it takes me. And I finally unlodged the bug that was up her ass. It finally fell out and she starts talking to me. And she goes to me, the first thing she says, you don't even know who I am.
Oh,
he
boy.
He says, you don't remember me at all.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I said, I do not.
Danger.
She was
danger.
A little. She was a little older than me. She was like about 5 years older than me, and apparently, she used to babysit me and my sister.
It. I knew it. I knew it.
That's awkward.
I had not. I don't remember her.
Why was she mad about that?
Because I didn't know who she. Oh, and we also went to the same school. I couldn't remember her. We're talking. She's touching my arm as we're talking. You know,
arm.
And laughing.
Arm.
And
arm.
Who notices this? Mike. What does he do? Ends around me and walks in between us and starts talking. And I grab
wait,
him by...
Wait, I thought he's talking to the...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He wants them both?
No. Well, I don't know if he wants them both, but let me tell you something. The older sister was the more attractive sister.
Uh-huh.
But she was... I don't even know why she was there. I just pulled a shirt on and I said, you better get the fuck out of here. I spent an hour and a half loosening her up. And if you think you're just going to slide in here now, you're out of your fucking mind. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out. God. Okay. Oh, shit. That was it.
Oh, okay. I was like, what just happened? What the fuck?
I was having such a good time, I didn't look at the recording.
Intermission.
Well, thanks, John. That was very good, and that just kind of promoted that the fact that they're Yankees, but it's whatever. Oh, yeah.
Definitely, if you couldn't tell by the get the fuck out of here,
you fucking shit. But anyway, we will have them on our show for episode 69, as long as everything goes okay. And we will be, again, exploring something a little different. We will be doing this on the video component, and we will have a fatal four-way.
Fatal four-way.
Fatal four-way with all the cameras. So anyway, check them out. They are the Boomer Bunker podcast.
Give them a listen.
Oh, yeah. They're on all the platforms for the audio version, but they live stream on Twitter. We still like them even though they go there. They're all over the place. They will be, I think we'll have a pretty good working relationship here going forward because they're very fun. And it will be a Worlds Collide type of deal with us.
Yeah. And don't forget to ask the Duchess for a picture of her butthole.
Okay. Okay, Duchess, if you're listening, Sam wants a picture of your balloon knot.
Challenge accepted.
Your cinnamon ring.
I don't know why I just said, you know, because I guess I want to see it.
Your Hershey star.
Let's see where they run with that,
dude. I've had enough. I've had enough conversation.
I figured I'd just do a little something to be a little bit unpredictable.
I believe I've had enough conversation with the Duchess now that I guarantee she's going.
Well, let's see why I can work that into my itinerary here.
Damn. Do you have anything over there?
Well, I got a little something.
I know what it is. It's all head.
You got to give me a second here. I have to bring it up on my phone. This is often what I see Jason doing.
Putting your glasses on?
He puts his glasses on, and then he's just scrolling through his phone, trying to find what he's looking for while I'm talking.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, ha, 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 that was funny, Sam. And then he goes back to scrolling through.
See, you're doing the whole fucking, you're selling. Yeah,
it takes a video opponent.
You're selling the magic there, bitch. I'm going to just go ahead and let that slide, even though that, I don't know, right before we came off the break, I said, hey, I'm going to do this fucking voice clip, and you go ahead and have your shit ready. And Sam went, hold on a minute, let me open this beer.
Yeah, that was, and that's what I was getting ready.
Then I looked at him and said, go ahead and let's hear yours. And we went, my what? Go ahead.
All right. This... Did I have to keep her? Oh, hold on a second. I don't know.
No, good.
This is from Jamie.
Yeah, there's 1,000 Jamies.
Well, we know who.
Hey.
This particular Jamie is.
She is the admin.
The admin.
For the Get After the TNA Podcast private group. If you'd like to be part of that, send us a message. On Facebook.
Send her a message.
No. Send it to me.
Send her a
send
picture.
To her.
Send no, her. No. Send her the pictures, but you the
no,
message
no,
to Jason.
No. Send us a message and tell us you want to be part of the group. We'll send you an invite. And to all the people who have tried to enter the group and you were denied because you didn't answer the two questions because we thought you were being pricks, here's what happened.
Well, we were.
Sometimes, some way or another, Facebook did an update and turned off the fucking questions and we didn't know it.
Yep.
So
nice of them.
Anyway, we got that turned back on. So when you get your invite, but you have to ask for it first, send us an email, send us a fucking message and say, I want to be in that private group. Because you can see some really funny memes and occasionally some titties.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Are you done?
No. Go ahead.
All right. And away we go. Hello, handsome men. No voice message today. This old bitch is still at work and I wouldn't want to... Wait a minute. Hold on. What just happened here? And I wouldn't want you all making fun of me.
You forgot your sixth grade reading average.
My eyes crossed. And I wouldn't want you all making fun of me like you do, Melanie, for all the background noise.
Aw.
That's a shame. We don't know what the background noise is.
We'll find something else to make fun of.
I work in a titty bar.
Here we go. So, best cock block. In my younger years, much younger years, I would park with my boyfriend and do our thing in the back of his Suburban. Of course, that big old boat would get all hot and steamy inside. So we would park down by the river.
In a van.
And leave the windows down for a nice breeze during our escapade.
Gonna be in a van down by the river.
One late evening or very early morning.
I can't remember.
God damn. We are hot and heavy. I'm riding the hell out of him.
In a van down by the river.
Both of us just about to climax and a fucking bat flies in through the back window.
I got cock blocked by Dracula.
Okay. I'm sorry, but damn, that hit is out of nowhere. That's great. All right. Let me backtrack a little bit.
She wishes she sent a fucking voicemail now.
Oh, shit.
Instead of being in a van down by the river.
Was this dude's name Robin? They're in the bat van.
They're in the bat van down by the river.
And she thought we weren't going to make fun of her.
This is a shit show.
I'll backtrack. You see, both of us just about to climax, and a fucking bat flies in through the back window and starts flapping and screeching like crazy.
No, 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 fuck you.
I start screaming. He sits up flailing his arms everywhere.
A bat!
Knocks the bat right into the front window where it lands on the dash.
That says I was just trying to see some porn.
It was dead.
Oh, man!
Enter Ozzy Osbourne.
Sharon!
He looks at me and says, where did we leave off? Okay. I know that that's... Did we meet in a form at some point in our lives?
Did
Jamie?
Did you?
Did I take a trip way out west that I'm unaware of?
Way out west?
I don't know where the fuck she lives.
God damn. Your fucking memory's about as long as your Peter. She's one state over. She's in the Indiana.
Well, for now.
Indiana.
But I thought she was elsewhere prior.
You want to know where she was?
Mm-hmm.
In a van down by the river.
Oh shit. Okay. Where did we leave off? Like hell. Get that dead thing off the dash and take my ass home was what I yelled back at him.
She said ass.
Mm-hmm. The moment was ruined by a fucking bat. We also stopped going down by the river after that. Hold on. The moment was ruined by a fucking bat. We also stopped going down by the river after that.
Jamie, bet you wish you sent that voice message.
And scene. It was all kind of rhymey there at the end.
Oh, fuck. Well, that was great.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I guarantee they didn't. That was
a fucking bat? Man,
what the hell?
I'm gonna have to side with the dude on that one. I'd have been like, fuck it, it's dead. It's a goddamn rat with wings. Put that ass in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get some bat squirt, maybe a little bat lube, and do a little bat fucking.
And I'm gonna give you a batgasm.
Fuck. Thank you, darling. If you would like to see Jamie in the flesh, a lot of it.
You don't have to go as far out west as I thought.
You are so directionally challenged.
I've got it in my head for some reason. I thought she had moved closer to this area and lived farther out west before.
No, I'm pretty sure she's always been in Indiana.
Well, that's because I have no long-term memory. There's nothing long about me, except for what's his name again?
Jism?
No. the boomer dude.
John?
John, that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Sorry, John. This is what I have to deal with.
He called me Sam Long in the message.
Sam Long?
Sam Long. And I went, you know me well, bro.
Well, evidently, he wasn't talking about your dick or your memory.
At some point, he went, what the fuck was it he said?
Get that fucking shit out of here.
I have no idea.
You're going to end up in a van down by the river. Down by the fucking river.
People have just done.
Shut it off. Yeah,
they
yeah.
shut it off.
Long ago.
Well, for those of you who didn't, here's a message from a Barack.
Hey, Sam, Jason. How y'all doing?
Oh,
well, I saw where you're looking for your cock block stories, and I've got one.
Do you smell what Barack is?
My wife and I got married. We both had kids from previous marriages, it's always been the rule that anytime all the fun stuff happens, the bedroom door's got to be locked, the lights have to be off, we've got to be under the covers. That's just the way it's been for 18 years.
Fuck that, good Lord.
Well, last year. The last of our kids finally moved out. He moved down to college. It was about on the other side of town. He's living in the dorm. Me and the old wife were sitting there on the couch watching a little Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix and chill.
She's sitting on the couch. I got my head in her lap. I'm rubbing her legs and just getting a little more brave. She's not stopping me.
Right.
I finally reached down. I snatched them panties to the side, and I give that old man in the boat a good tongue lashing. She's still not stopping me. I'm like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Finally, she taps my old bald head, and I gives me the look. Just natural reaction. I get up, start walking to the bedroom. She's like, what are you doing? I said, going to the bedroom. I thought we were doing this. She said, no, honey, we're doing it right here on the couch.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
Get out of here.
She slides her shorts off. I drop my pants.
Pull off my other
shirt. I get up on the couch. I put both ankles on my shoulders. And just as I'm sliding in, I hear the front door open and hear my son yell, oh, God. I thought Chuck Norris kicked me in the head. My wife kicked me to the floor, and I don't know where the blanket come from to cover me up. I yanked my shorts back up, trying to, you know, look decent.
How do you think you got here, boy?
A full show. I've already seen it. That's when I realized that not only did our son come home to visit, surprisingly, he decided this was the day he wanted to bring us to meet his new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's now our daughter-in-law, and she always says she has the best story about meeting us. But, yeah, we still shut the bedroom door and turn out the lights now, even though all the kids are at least 3 hours away. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. I can't wait to hear the rest of these stories.
That's awesome. I'll tell you what, Brock, I'll tell you how to fix your problem.
No, how's
what
that?
You need is a van down by the river. Do that shit, and the only thing you got to worry about is flying rodents.
You know what? That blanket may have covered you up, but they saw everything before that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a reason. There's a reason she's still with you.
I was just thinking.
Like, maybe I can get a piece of dad.
I was just thinking, like, the whole son thing. That's bad enough. But then then he brought his girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck me running. And you're still doing it no matter how it happened. But, you know, even doggy style, big fan. You can get separated real quick on that. And everything gets pulled up. He went into the whole got them feet on, you know, the ankles on my shoulders.
Ball of the shoulder, yeah.
That is deep missionary.
That's bent in half and just going, what the hell? Ooh, motherfucker. there's screaming and cussing going. There's a dirty talk at that moment that you haven't said in decades.
And there is no easy separation to get. Well, I was helping your mom's down in back. No.
They're totally dog knotted.
Yeah, he's all up in there. But my God, could you imagine that shit? Look, wait till you're like
I am imagining it right now.
Wait till you're like 90, Brock, and your kids are your grandkids are all gathered around.
Here, kids, let's tell you a story about Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandpa, tell me about the time that Daddy came home and caught you pile driving Grandma.
You flicking around like a switchblade knife. You had a jackknife.
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, do you have any like cock block stories that really like pop into your
fucking
head?
Well, I'd have to get laid in order to have that. I got the occasional arthritic flare up that puts me on hold for a while.
That carpal tunnel's a cock blocking son of a bitch.
And I got to tell you, every once in a while, the ASPCA steps in.
Kind
of puts me in my place. I'm not allowed within 500 yards of any sort of chicken farm.
Or a Popeyes. Or
they
KFC.
Just don't understand that my loving is cruelty free.
But it's finger licking good.
It is. Num num num.
Okay. I got one.
What about you? When's the last time you got cock blocked?
I'm going to think on that, but
have something to do with poop.
Oh, God. Come to think of it.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, no, that's a story we got to hear.
I just found something over here.
What'd you find?
I don't.
Your penis for a change?
Wait. Hey, fuck you.
I don't have to shine a flashlight over there for you.
Stick my finger in my ass and yell, snake. There it is. I don't know. let's just listen to see what this sounds like.
Okay. Hi, guys. This is Eugene, and I wanted to submit a story about cock blocks. And I'm not sure how you guys knew that at one point I made a cock out of my Lego block. It was huge. It was a big old cock made of Lego blocks. But I didn't have all of the blocks that were skin tone, so it looked kind of like it had some kind of funky disease. It was this big old diseased cock of Lego blocks. And then my mom saw it and freaked out, and she dropped it and broke my cock made of blocks, and it was big, and she broke it. Anyway, that's my cock block story. Thanks for the dirtiness. Bye-bye.
How fuck was that shit?
I feel his pain.
That's not where I thought mom was going to do with said cock made of block.
Wow. Eugene, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a first time caller. Long time listener, maybe?
It sure fucking sounds like it.
Wow.
Thanks, Eugene. We'd really like to... We'd really like to hear more from you.
Yeah, maybe not meet you somewhere.
How about a little goddamn warming? I had no idea what the fuck it was.
Wow. All right.
Thank you for that.
Woo.
I had done something here, and I'm trying to find something, because when we did the last episode, we had asked for pet stories.
Right.
And I didn't think about it at the time.
I thought we missed one, didn't we?
Well, I think we did. Uh-huh. And I had to go back and look, because there were several people who had submitted stuff way in advance.
Right.
There was actually, and I feel bad again, and I really feel bad if I can't fucking find this, but, we sent out one asking for questions, and I can't fucking find it. Suck my fucking ass.
The technical genius over here.
No, found it.
Oh, he found it.
Yeah. And I feel obligated to do this because this is actually from a relative of mine.
Right. This is what I thought was missing.
And I completely forgot about it, because we get these responses in so many different places, and I post them in so many different places.
But you would think that since it's from a relative, that would be something that would stick in your head.
Well, again, it was
truly important, but I guess not.
Well, thanks for fucking driving my dick in the dirt. I appreciate you. But anyway,
hey, look, there's a bus.
This is from my cousin. And if anybody makes fun of her name, I'm gonna punch you in the cunt. Lovely, my cousin Lovely. Funny pet stories. I have a bunch.
Ooh.
When we had the pet shop, backstory, her parents, my aunt and uncle, my dad's brother and his wife, had a pet store in our town in Point Pleasant. This was shortly before I was immaculately conceived. we had the pet shop. For whatever reason, Dad decided we needed snakes. Now, stop and think about this. This is late 60s.
Yeah. Okay.
The snake thing was not really a big thing.
No, not real popular. Not.
Sorry, Heather. It didn't become a thing. It didn't become chick.
Yeah, you freaks wasn't around so much back then.
So anyway, Dad decided we need snakes. Mom absolutely did not do snakes. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So the first was a female, 8-foot, 3-inch boa constrictor named Sheba.
Oh. Okay.
Dad built a great cage, made sure the door only opened from the top with a foolproof latch and lock.
Was the cage made of fire?
He had to use a stepladder.
Jesus Christ.
I walk in from school. Dad is on the ladder with a snake wrapped around his hands and arms. Mom is about 12 feet away with a
sawed-off shotgun.
With a 5-foot 2x4. Thank God. She was swinging it like a bat.
Ho! Good call.
her plan to whack the snake hard enough to release Dad. Understand there were fish tanks, shelving, corners all around Dad. Had Mom contacted it, it would have been very bad. I was able to calm Mom, work the snake loose from Dad, and get the snake in the cage. Moral of the story, just don't. We will talk later about the electric eel.
Oh, shit.
And this was posted on our post on Facebook, so there are replies. And my sister gets in there and starts putting. So I'm just giving their conversation.
Oh, here we go.
My sister wrote, "I remember the eel and the alligator and the prairie dog." What kind of fucking pet store was this? I remember the alligator.
Where was the prairie dog? prairie dog in it.
And didn't a snake get loose in the pet shop and it was never found? I really loved coming to your house. That was my sister. Right on all counts, I have the scars.
Oh, shit.
And lovely ended with, Mom didn't mind much but the snakes. Dad brought the prairie dog home in a box and the alligator in the sleeper.
Okay.
I remember.
I am totally invested in this fucking story.
I remember the alligators. And I mean, this turned into, you know, this is for the TNA podcast. So these people, you know, my sister's never submitted anything. This was the first time my cousin had submitted anything. My cousin Patrick, who lives in North Carolina, got on there and went, I remember the eel. and then my cousin Bob put it, the eels and the skunks were my favorite. And I'm like,
skunks.
This is Wild Kingdom.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
We need a follow-up on this son of a bitch right here. Because I have a feeling this story, if she could somehow tie all of that in together into one long fucking story, could be the most outrageous thing we've heard.
I vaguely remember the alligator and being completely just petrified.
Oh, I thought you were going to say stimulated.
No.
Same thing in a way.
No. Homie don't do alligator. And I don't know how far off from the truth it was. You know, they lived in, you know, they lived just outside of Point Pleasant in Mason County.
Mm-hmm.
They had, you know, a pretty good bit of property. And I was under the impression, and I might be wrong, they had closed down the pet store. They still had several of these pets that they had at home. And the alligator continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the alligator.
Did they flush it?
No. Okay. No.
We're about to go into some urban legend here.
It would have been in a big toilet. Because at my recollection of 4 or 5 years old, it was ginormous. But I do believe, and I might be wrong on this, if she hears this, probably not because she probably has taste. I think they had a pond on their property and put the alligator in it. And
really?
It was just one of these things like, okay, we can't keep it in the house anymore. We don't want to kill it. We're going to see if it can adapt to the winter and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a chance, probably not a very good chance, there's a chance that there might be a huge alligator somewhere outside of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And we might just start in another urban legend.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of urban legends, that will be coming soon down the road.
Yeah.
We were discussing topics. We have never covered urban legends. We've covered cryptids. We have covered Urban Dictionary. Mm-hmm. But we've never done urban legends. So put that in your old thinking tank here, everybody.
Think about that one. Come up and just give us the stories from your hometown or wherever you're at right now.
Just urban legends that can be funny. They can be scary. Anything you will think of. You know, what comes to mind with me, you know, Richard Gere and the gerbil.
Of course. Yeah, anything anal.
Well, just don't eat a lot of chocolate before you shove that little bastard up in there. But anyway, we're getting ready to wrap things up, and we will be right back.
I can see her now, running back up that aisle. No, she was dancing back up the aisle. And knockers bouncing all over the joint. Let her go that way. Her ass was wiggling too.
Well, talking about the pet stories, I guess, you know, we're digressing a fucking episode.
Well,
I didn't even realize it.
Would anybody expect anything less from us?
My sister had actually commented and says, remember the time I gave Rosie her Valium?
for everybody who doesn't know who Rosie is.
Who's Rosie?
Rosie was
grandma.
No. Rosie was my sister's Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu.
Sue.
One of them
even start.
One of them little overbred motherfuckers, right?
Just shakes and pisses on.
you knew where I was going.
No, we were both living with our parents. Okay. And Rosie would get fucking stressed out when there was fucking rain, storms, and that kind of shit.
And anything else.
Well, she came home and there was a storm going on, so she decided to give Rosie her Valium. I had already drugged the dog. So she was so stoned, the storm didn't bother her at all. No shit.
Of course it didn't.
And neither did walking.
Neither did life.
Neither for a good day or so. Anyway, we were getting ready to wind
that
things
dog
down.
Didn't shit for a week.
Not that she knew of. We're getting ready to wind things down, but back to the cock blocking.
All righty.
Speaking of the cock. We have an all too familiar voice.
Oh.
Hey, Rockstar.
Hello.
Hey, Sam.
Hello,
How
darling.
How are you guys? Hope everybody's doing well. I just wanted to send in something real quick because, as per usual, I forgot.
I feel your pain.
We're so memorable.
This is about cock blocks.
She said cock.
I can say for myself, back in the day when I was a young lady.
Getting nailed.
It was always, you know, trying not to get caught by mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you were out and about, out parking.
Mm-hmm.
You was worrying about people pulling in on you or things
pulling
like
out
that.
Of you.
And, you know, getting busted by the cops or whatever. And nowadays, it's trying to not get caught by your adult children.
Listen to Brock.
Jackknife.
Isn't it crazy how you have to, like, basically everything has to be on a schedule? And, but it's all right. It's kind of funny.
They're leaving in five
Here
minutes.
I am 50 years old and still trying not to get caught having sex.
I'll be entering your butt in 15.
Just wanted to tell you guys that I miss you and trying to get back in the swing of things. And, I'm doing a little bit better. And I hope to continue to improve. And
say cock again.
I hope you guys have a good evening. And Sam.
Yes, darling.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too.
We're going to have to get back in our routine of things.
Say cock again.
But until then, or until next time, bye, guys.
Well, she said Sam. That's close enough to dick, I guess. Thank you, darling. We are glad that you're getting things back to normal. And, you know, it's a good thing that you and Melanie are recording
Did
together.
You happen to notice how wet it sounded as she was speaking to us?
Did you hear it moist?
Did you just hear it pouring out?
Only when she said your name.
And things look like a big vagina waterfall.
God damn. Not a big vagina, just a big vagina waterfall. Splash, splash.
Viagra Falls.
Vagina Fall. Jesus. Everybody, we appreciate your cock block stories. This went just like they always do. Over this way.
Yeah.
But we will be returning in 2 weeks, hopefully, with episode 69. And it will be with the help of the hosts of the Boomer Bunker podcast, John and the Duchess.
Yeah.
So we will see how this goes. And in the near future, we will be covering WrestleMania. I know you're just riveted for that. But Matt.
Depends on the kind of wrestling we're talking about.
Matt Mish and I were talking about, honestly, best WrestleMania ever. So if nothing else, we'll have Matt on the show for a little while, and we'll just talk a little wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see how that goes. And we have some other guests on the horizon. We will talk about them when they arrive.
You mean agree?
Yeah.
Please sign the NDA.
Please sign this. It's completely legal. Don't pay attention to that fucking shit at the bottom. That's that real fine print. You don't want to read that. But we will be getting to urban legends also sometime in the next few episodes. So be thinking of your urban legends if you'd like to go ahead and submit them. Submit to us.
Oh.
You can send us an email at thetnapodcast.com.
Where else?
Go to fucking Facebook.
What
go
about
to TikTok. TikTok. Go to Instagram. Go not to the X or Twitter because it, I don't know, sucks a cock.
Is there anywhere else they could go?
Well, I know where the fuck I'm going.
Where's that?
I'm going in a van down by the river. This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And if you don't like it, I got two words for you.
That would be what?
Suck it!
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!